Here we go. So, yes, we're on page 45. Simakuf Mem Gimel. So, we were talking about the general topic in Kuf Mem is an interruption in the middle of getting an aliyah. Exactly right, Yehuda. So here's the case. Gimel. Ha'olo likras b'tara. Somebody gets an aliyah. The ha'olo makam shitzarach likras. And they showed him where the aliyah begins, right? We always show you, right? And we discussed it before, kissing it and all that type of stuff, right? We talked about that. Uverech ala Torah. And he made a bracha, right? He made the bracha, Asher bracha banu. Made the bracha on Torah. V'hilchil likras. And the Baal Korah started to read. Oh, lo hilchil, or even if he did. Viz kiruhu sheparsha acheres sarach likros. And they reminded him, probably the Baal Korah, you're reading the wrong thing. Right? Those of you who are not Baal Kriya don't appreciate this. But guessingly, especially when we get into the Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemors, you know, you could really, you know, obviously, you know, who knows what. So you showed him the wrong place. So they rolled it. Okay, those are the operative words. They rolled it. Right? You were reading in Shmos, and it really the Aliyah's in Vayikra, right? Or something like, or in Bamidbar, in Dvarim, right? You know. So they had to roll it. I had to roll the Sefer Torah. The Makom Shesarach Likros, but to where the proper place is. So now the question is, I mean, besides being embarrassing, the question is, okay, but does the guy have to make a new bracha? You show him the wrong place. So my focus, right? Yesh Omrim Sheino Tzarach L'Aksor L'Varach. The first opinion is you don't have to, and the second opinion is Yesh Omrim Shesarach. Some opinion is you do. You do have to go back and make a new bracha. Now, you probably figured the reason the Mishnah Berurah says for the machlokas is the first opinion says that you don't have to is because we assume, you know, the guy, we made his brachas on, you know, my aliyah, you know, like, not specifically this spot, but, you know, like, my aliyah, right? My aliyah. So, the second opinion says no, because the guy only was thinking, had intent what, you know, the Baal Korah supposedly knows what he's doing, supposedly, except for this Pashamas, second minion. And he got to show where he showed me, so I assume he knows what he's doing. Well, wrong assumption. Okay. Well, let's do the Bir HaLocha first. So the Bir HaLocha says we got a little knetch here that, okay, does he not have to make a new bracha? But the Bir HaLocha gives an interesting case. Let's say the guy said, all right, he said Baruch Hu, and he said, Baruch Ata Hashem. And the Baal Korah says, oh no, it's not there. We have to go to Dvarim, right? Wrong place, right? So if he only said Baruch Ata Hashem, so then, as you know, and this is true with any bracha that you're going to make a mistake on, let's say whatever, right? You're about to make a shahakal and you realize you made a shahakal already, right? So you say, as long as you say Baruch Ata Hashem, then you say Lam Deni Chukecha. Yehuda knows this because it was on his homework last week, and I told him you got to remember that he has to read a capital of Tehillim. So last week I don't remember what day it was, but he got it was the capital that said had Baruch Ata Hashem Lam Deni Chukecha. That's a pasuk, right? That's a pasuk in Tehillim, right, Yehuda? So I told you, you got to remember that because whenever you say a bracha, hopefully it never happens, and you realize, I don't have to make this bracha, so then you say, Lamdeni Chukecha, those two words, as long as you didn't say Elokim, Elokim, right? Because the pasuk says, Bracha to Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. So then you just said a pasuk. So that would be the trick, I don't want to say trick, but that would be the answer the Chofetz Chaim says in the Bir HaLocha, if we caught it before the guy said the whole pasuk, the whole bracha. Stop, and then we'll show him where the new place is. Then I'll say, start all over again, no problem. Okay? Right. Sorry, it's not going to go. But if he already started Elokeinu Melech Olam, so as the Bir Halakha says, so now you can't say Lamdein Kefa. So what do you do then? So we have this machlokus. So the Mishnah Brura comes out that that really we go like the opinion that you have to repeat. But the Chavos Chaim says it depends really on the case. If, as happens in most cases, in fact, later halakha sforim say that really it very rarely comes out that you'll have to make a new bracha. Why? Because everyone in the Chavos Chaim agrees that if, which usually happens, in other words, you're only off by, you know, a line or two, right? Or you know, but in other words, what was in front of him, right? We were talking about that you hold the Sefer Torah open. Well, so that where the Aliyah, it's not braces to Dvarim, right? It's close by. It was a one Vayadaber to another Vayadaber, you know, like it was close off, close there. So we assume that he had in mind whatever is in front of him. So that's one thing. Now, but what's interesting is altogether, clear or not, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe has a tshuva on this. It's not really talking about that. It's in Or HaChaim, first Chaylak, Lamed Vav. It's right before the tshuva about using a silver hand pointer when you're lying. But he talks about it in the Haftorahs. I made a mistake in the Haftorah. The whole discussion about that. But, and in there, Rav Moshe talks about what happens if you botched it with in Laney. And basically, if I could find it, which I probably can't now. Basically, yeah. V'chein yesh lochoros b'chol Shabbos. Rav Moshe says this is what you should really hold on any Shabbos. Kesha omer sheyada eza parsha tzarech likra. That if the guy got the Aliyah says, oh, I know I'm getting Chamishi. So I knew it was, you know, Chamishi. So, you know, like, he knew which parsha he says. I assume which parsha means which Aliyah. She'emu levar pam beis. Davka b'shachash of shetzarech likros kam b'mokom shahaya pasuach. So again, only if the guy thought it was really way off. But in general, and a lot of later Sifrei Halacha talk about this also, and the Marsham doesn't hold like the Mishnah. He holds that you never make a new bracha. You go the first opinion. So in general, we don't usually make, hopefully the Valkar doesn't make a mistake. But in general, we go that way, that we usually don't make a new bracha if there was a little discrepancy. Okay. Yeah, and the Marsham Hatpasan is the same way with the Haftorahs. Moshe has the same basic idea also with a Haftorah. How about if you to the wrong spot? But hopefully we don't have that problem. That's why we have the Haftorah book all marked up and everything like that. It's less of a problem. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Okay, I'm back. Hashem, it's a kashbach as well. Fichah, kiram, tarim, mitzvah, shnemar.